One reality that supported the emergence of jazz music and dance was that a space was gradually opening up for the professional Black performer. According to jazz dance scholars Marshall and Gene Stearns, the end of the 19th century saw decline of minstrelsy and the rise of traveling shows in vaudeville, which, quote, helped the Negro dancer establish himself as a small but necessary cog in the wheel of tent show business, providing the seeds on a grassroots level for the growth of professional style of dancing, end quote. By the 1880s, a few Broadway shows were also including scenes with Black dancers, although they were cast in stereotypical roles. More importantly, a series of musicals from Shuffle Along in 1921 to Dixie to Broadway in 1924 were instrumental in bringing jazz tap dance and other vernacular jazz dances like the Charleston to prominence. These musicals also provided an increased performance and work opportunities for Black dancers. The Black musical in the 1920s was the arena through which jazz dances were both featured and disseminated to a viewing audience. The Black musical was also the space in which these dance forms were altered and changed. Musicals, especially the all-Black ones, played a crucial role of mediating and transforming jazz dances, which were circulated and disseminated in new arenas, particularly in mainstream white American culture. According to dance scholar Anthea Kraut, quote, the Black musical served as a crucial stopover on the circuitous path of popular Black dance forms, end quote. Watch this brief documentary about Shuffle Along on the significance of this early Black musical in influencing American song and dance culture. However, when we talk about jazz dance and jazz dance in musicals in the 1920s, we are also confronting the reality of racial politics and ownership. As many of the dance steps that appeared in Black musicals and Black venues were often imitated, changed, and restaged in white productions. Musical theater at this time was almost entirely controlled by white producers, even when the musicals featured a Black cast. Proponents of the Harlem Renaissance critiqued jazz dances that were reproduced on white stages as lacking a connection to the African-American lives and communities from which these dances were invented and evolved. In other words, these references to African-American culture as related to jazz dance gets evacuated or eliminated when these Black-derived dance forms make it to white shows and get spread to wide and more white audiences.